Tonight's episode of Camp Jackie with Jackson Banks contains mature subject matter. Senior campers only. Camp Jackie with Jackson Banks takes place in a fantastical, consequence-free environment. Everything said on the show is for the purpose of satire. Don't be afraid.
Can I listen, Daddy?
No, Jeffrey, your purity. On your 18th birthday, you may return, but for now, cocoon yourself from the filth of this world.
Sorry I'm late, gang. It's been a big day. It's been crazy. To be frank, I bought a car battery, and then I realized I couldn't afford rent. And then I had to walk the car battery back because I had to return it. And a man yelled at me. While I was carrying the car battery, something like, get a life. And I turned around and I was like, what? And he was in a car at the stoplight, and he just rolled his window up. So I gave him the bird over the shoulder. It's a little more feminine of a move, but, I think I established myself as the alpha. It's kind of like walking away from an explosion, just flipping off behind you, because you don't know what's coming next, but you don't give a sh... Did I already swear? Have I said anything? Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, good. We're on the air. Our demographic is 12 and under. We got to remember that. We got to be good. Well, and I wrote a little song about him, and it goes a little something like this. People that don't like me are bad people. People that don't like me are sad people. If you loved your life, then you would love me. It's clear as day to see that you should like Jackie. And welcome to Camp Jackie with Jackson Banks. So we got a special guest for a number of reasons. He's been mistaken for me occasionally, and in fact, one time I saw him from a distance, and I thought that it was me, and I was so happy just to see me, you know, living my life out there, you know, being myself, being happy, and I kind of shed a tear, and I'd like to thank that Sam Poulter for that. He's my doppelganger.
Yes.
How you doing, Sam?
I'm good. It sounds like that moment was a lot more significant for you than it was for me.
Well, you know, I kind of watched you from privacy, you know, from the shadows.
Right.
But I just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate how much you look like me. I'm really grateful for that.
Well, you know what, Jack? I'm also grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how has it affected your life? I mean, it must get exhausting. People are like, Jack. And you're like, no, it's just me. You know, just simple old Sam, you know.
Yeah.
But have you ever given in the temptation to just be me for a day, you know, live that life, you know, that rock star lifestyle, you know?
I did it once, and my body almost didn't recover, and actually it hasn't recovered.
What did you do?
Well, basically, some women were groping me on the street, just randomly.
I hate that. It's like, let me live my life. I'm not meat. I'm not.
I didn't appreciate it, but I felt so violated that I didn't feel like I had a choice. I went with it. They took me places that I had never been.
I saw assaulted by some co-eds.
That's essentially what I'm getting at.
That's what I do. That's why I mace those skanks, you know?
Well,
just like, oh, Jack.
It's
time for a timeout. I took you to the dog pound, baby. And that's not an anti-femin. Just like dog pound is a phrase. Like,
right.
Pound poochies are really cute.
They are.
You know, you shouldn't call a girl the B-word. You should call your little pound poochie. And that's because they're cute. Look, kids, we're in some deep water. And I wanted to just say that pound poochie is not derogatory. I love all women. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, buddy.
Can I just say that I really enjoy the way you play that?
Thank you. I've been working on it.
It reminds me of a girl. Yeah, there was a girl in my band class in the 7th grade who played the oboe, and she had a severed pinky. But it reminds me a lot of that.
I mean, did she carry it around with her?
She wore it. She wore it around her neck.
No, she didn't.
Like any real person with that.
Yeah, anyone who wants to like be buried with the gods, yeah. Pharaoh said you have to keep the body intact or you'll go to hell.
Yeah, I think
or
she
wherever.
Knew that. She definitely was aware of that.
Yeah. No. Smart girl.
Yeah.
Smart girl. Keep, basically.
Yeah. Very charismatic.
What was her name?
Lindsay.
What finger was she missing?
Her pinky. And she was actually also missing the pinky toe on the foot on the other side of her body, which was weird because
was it just
two unrelated accidents?
The way she was two accidents. Yeah. She wasn't born that way.
No.
What?
Yeah.
I tell you, if
she,
I was
she didn't feed her pets, and it's weird.
That's funny. No, I. If I tell you, if I was you and I was in seventh grade, I would be, you know, have a little time with her, a massage, her nubs with my mouth.
I don't know. The me that sits before you now is nothing like the me that existed in 2007 when I was in the seventh grade.
Do not think that that math is correct.
I don't think it is either, but I don't care.
In 2007, you were a 10th grader because you're my age.
Oh, that's probably right.
You're my age.
Yeah. You're 23, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm 22, but...
I wonder if we're twins.
Yeah, I think that we are. We were talking about this just a moment ago, but I'm pretty positive that we came from the same two people.
I don't know. Mother would never keep a secret from me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know. Mother's kind of a horrible person, right?
My mom's cool.
Well... I think that we still came from the same person and that she might have had two personalities. I'm just going to keep on.
What did your mom look like?
She's, well, my mom is beautiful. She has hazel eyes, and, you know, medium bust.
Medium bust. See, medium my mom bust. Was more of a flapper, not super busty.
But that could have developed from a second childbirth.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. How old was your mom when you were born?
I don't think that any of this really matters, because at the end of the day, I feel it deep
look,
down.
Look, I don't know if I'm ready to let family into my life. So, look, we're twins first. I mean, we're doppelgangers first, twins second, okay?
All right. I'm comfortable with that, I think.
Okay. But let's, I mean, we could be twins. I mean, we might as well be.
I mean, I'd like it.
Eiffel Tower, just kidding. All right, look, Cam Jackie with Jackson Banks will not be a symbol of culture rot. You know what I mean? It's not going to be this, you know, that you know, banging and a swinging and a swinging and a dinging and you know, I'm sorry. Look, I'm just in a time in my life where whatever comes to my mind comes out, and the stuff on my mind is, you know, making love to... like every woman on earth that isn't my mom or my sisters or my cousins or the older ones and the younger ones. So like 18 to 25, all of those ones.
Yeah.
You got to kind of clarify for legal purposes.
Right.
If you say you want to do every female on the earth, that's not good. You've got to really get out there and kind of ham it out. And
you do have to clarify.
Yeah, definitely. Because people, you know, they...
People will run with things, you know.
You know, women aren't just this symbol of hot anymore. They're human beings. They, you know, they, you know.
They're sentient. Like, they're conscious.
Yes, they are. They built bombs in World War II. That was the first time we ever, you know, got any wind of that. You know, they were building bombs. And we said, hey, they're just like us men, you know.
Yeah.
They like to blow stuff up. They like to get wild.
Right. And then when they're done doing that, they like to come and tape the blown apart soldiers back
together. One moment. Yeah, hello? Mysterious number. What? Okay, here's what you'll do. It's the janitor. Look, this is the last... The car battery, I need you to dispose of it. If you could... You're inside? Are you inside? Okay, what building is in front of you? That's it. Go inside of it. Mm-hmm. When you go inside... You will walk a ways in there and ask the person at the desk to direct you to the elevator. And then you'll ride that to the fourth floor and you'll see the studio. I mean, janitor. Nothing to do with the show. You'll see the elevator. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I really wish janitors would
you got it.
Get Google Maps on their phone.
Yeah, you'd think that most of them should have that, right?
Okay, good luck. Just come knock on that door. And just, you know, come on in. All right. That was my janitor. Have you ever had a personal janitor that just cleans up after you?
Yeah, my dad. I live with my dad.
Your dad?
He does that. Yeah.
What about your mother? You don't know your mother. Maybe we are twins.
That's the point I've been making all along.
We're doppelgangers, buddy. Right. You and me are going to solve some crimes together.
Okay.
I think the world, you know, could be a better place.
Yeah.
If two of us teamed up, that much good looking.
I'm not sure that that's actually safe. I mean, like, even just to go outside like that, both of us at the same time.
Why?
Just attract too much attention. People wouldn't.
Yeah, because people are going to be like, oh, yeah, but, you know, and people will think I'm less unique, and they'll realize that a lot of people look like me, you know? I mean, only you really look like me, but, you know, other people, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Are you two going to give the paparazzi a chance to view the two of you at Sundance this year?
The two of us together.
I'm not sure there's enough cameras
to
go around.
I don't know. I don't know if Scarlett Johansson and the like would appreciate.
She's so cute. She's so cute.
Yeah, she is.
No, I mean, the two of us together, we'd have to explain, like, no, he's just my double. I have him around, like, I want you. Oh, my. What are you doing here? What? Who the? Huh? What are you even? Get that. What? This is.
It's nice to see you again, Jackie.
Huh.
Jack?
Hey, Chaz, that's...
What?
What's up?
What is this, exactly?
This is... Nothing's going on. There's nothing going on.
It looks like something.
You left me high and dry down south.
What are you talking about? Look, this is crazy. Chaz,
you two
please.
Kinda, you two kind of look alike. You two...
Look, there may have been a doppelganger before you, Sam, but he meant nothing to me. He meant nothing to me.
This always happens. This has happened to me. This happens over and over. I'm sick of this, Jack.
No,
I thought it was going to be different.
Sam.
I thought that you were different.
No, Sam, you're the one. You're my doppelganger.
Clearly
buddy.
Not.
There's only this,
here comes Chaz saying that
hair.
You left
look,
him down
he's
south.
He's got a beard. He means nothing. He's no doppelganger.
What do you mean?
What you're saying is hurting him. I can see it in his eyes.
Yeah, well, he needs to get hurt. He needs to get his ass butt on the road.
That it hurts. That really does hurt.
So, Chaz, what are you doing here? I thought you lived down south. Why are you... What?
Long story short, I don't like Cedar City. So
okay.
I'm out of Cedar City.
You left him in Cedar City.
Yeah, I left him because I knew
this is what you do to your doppelgangers?
Look, okay.
I wish that... You know what? I did
to
not...
Me. It'll happen to you.
Look, we did a little... Yeah, we did a little episode back in SUU, which, by the way, this is 3 years ago, dog. Three. You get it? The age of, you know, some of my nieces and nephews, they live their whole lives in this space, and you can't get over this.
So you put an expiration date on your doppelgangers, then.
I don't. Look.
You put one on me, though.
Yeah, that's... It seems like you do, Jack.
Look, I'll explain this, okay? Look, this... Look, Chaz, I knew there were people out there that looked more like me than you did, and I had to go find those people, okay? I'm sorry. Sam, look, you look much more like me than he does.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who I am anymore. I'm looking at the both of you, and I'm starting to wonder if I'm in my own body or if I'm inside of you, and I don't know.
Okay, well, that's a whole
I'm
different
becoming,
issue that you need to get
well, you've
checked
prompted
out,
this.
You nut
you've,
job.
You've prompted all of this, Jack.
Do you want to be my doppelganger or not?
You know what? Yes, obviously.
Well...
But now we're going to have to pay for therapy, and you're going to have to... I'm going to cry.
Look, don't leave. Both of you, don't go. Please, don't leave. We're going to go to commercial break. I don't know. How are we going to resolve this? Please. All right, can I get some romance? Baby, come back.
Trying to forget you is just a waste of
look, you boys don't go, okay? This is all a big misunderstanding, okay?
Big misunderstanding. You told me you would see me again 3 years ago, and then you never showed up.
Look.
And
I can't handle being deserted again.
I moved on, okay? Look, I'm not going to leave you. You know, like you Chaz, look, he has this beard. He has blonde hair. He looks nothing like me. Of course I'm going to abandon him and look for better doppelgangers. And you know what? There's a kid in Maine that looks a little more like me than you do, oh, Sam. So
that's where this is headed. Look, that's the direction you're going to head this
player.
Conversation.
I'm a player, okay?
It's becoming more and more apparent.
I'm looking for the perfect me, and I really wish that I had uploaded The Perfect Me by Deerhoof. Check it out. It's on their album from, I think it's 2007, Friendship Opportunity. Great band, Deerhoof.
It is a great band. Yeah.
Just blowing my brains. Anyways, look, you guys, please, come on. Don't leave me.
Do you remember what you just said to me a minute ago?
I was, look, there's always, of course there's, you know, better looking me's than you, you know? Like, but I like you for you, doppelgang.
Don't listen to him.
Gangy bangy,
my little
guy.
Don't listen to him. It's everything you told
you know?
Me. This is everything you told me.
No,
back.
It's not. Don't.
This little bastard
is poison. That's what I'm saying. He's a liar.
What did I do? I mean, you left me in Cedar City with a whole bunch of unfinished movies you said you were going to make.
I made them.
Where's Richard Nixon?
Oh, I shot that. That movie was done, and then the project file got erased, and I'm not doing that again. I'm an artist, okay? I finish, I release, except a stand-up. Then I do the same thing over and over again, and it's super lame. But look, what are you guys going to be, each other's doppelgangers now?
Not a bad idea.
No, I don't.
We do look a lot alike.
That's the first thing you have said since Chaz walked into this room that has made any sense.
No, I didn't mean it. No.
You want?
No.
I don't.
No. I'm melting down here.
You want to get like a pizza?
Yeah, we should get a pizza.
No, you little sluts better stay right where I can see you. If I even hear about you, like being friends, thinking the same thoughts, you know, leaving me, I've given you everything, all of my love, and you're just gonna do this to me. The answer is no.
You know what?
The answer is no. I own both of you. Sorry, I'm gonna turn this down. I own both of you. That's much better. I own both of you. But that's great.
You've never paid me any money. You've to say you own me.
Oh, I thought I owed you. I owe a lot of people a lot of money. Because I'm a travels. Look. Sam, if you're going to walk away.
Chaz and I are going
to
go.
If you're going to walk away, you part your hair to the other side. Do you understand me?
Why would I listen to you?
Because you're not my doppelganger. You're Chaz's. And Chaz's is going the other way. So how about you part it, buddy?
I've been thinking about parting my hair that way for years.
Do it.
I think everything that's happening right now is what.
You'll look like ass, but go ahead and try it, I guess.
You know what?
You have to. You're not my baby anymore, you know, so beat it.
Well, my right side's actually my good side, and it's actually never made sense to my mom that I part my hair the way that I do, so.
Then
mom,
do it.
Moms do know everything.
And you know what? We're brothers anyway, so it'd be weird to be doppelgangers. We're twins, by the way.
Yeah, we are. That's been established also, yeah.
So you're going to leave your brother?
Well, you know what? I had forgotten about that.
Yeah,
but
I know.
I still feel
Wasn't
hurt.
Wasn't scripted.
I still feel hurt. And I don't know, what are you planning to do to repair the damage?
What I'm planning to do is, I don't know, I need a little alone time. So you two go get your pizza, get your pie. Right. Your mics will remain on while you eat the pie. It's to give kind of a comic book intercut feel while I talk to Sasha and you do your little pizza thing. That'll be, you know, it's kind of cutting edge radio, frankly. Like, go.
Hey,
just go.
Frankly, I'd kind of like to wrap this up. There's a swingers party I plan to go to in Draper tonight.
Swingers? Oh. Get the hell out. Swingers, you say?
Yeah.
What are you talking
four
about?
Four women to each guy.
Wow.
Yeah, where you casually say hello to the ladies, any lady you want.
Oh.
They practically... For someone like you, that they'll beg for you.
That they will. They'll all beg. They'll beg like I'm a carnival prize. I agree. Let's go. Four women to one guy. I've got four limbs, baby, so let's do this.
Wouldn't that be five, sir?
Here comes the orator. All right. Sorry, I blew out the mic again.
That's not the only thing you blew out.
No, but with a girl, it's not called that. But hey, I'm open to whatever happens at this thing. You know, if it, you know, if that, you know, whatever, man, try it. You know,
it should be a lot of fun.
Let's play some swingers music to signify us doing it with four girls at once. Oh yeah, we can't. We'll play some Led Zeppelin. Oh, look at that one over there. Pregnant. Look at that one over there. In love with me, but don't got time. Look at that one over there. Loving it.
There's a really ambitious one right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I once...
The eager beaver, as they say.
I once read a book of poetry. Boom. Did it. Oh, man. It's really easy to disguise myself. Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
She just exploded with passion.
Yeah, the... There we go. Bam. And another. Mother, may I have another? Bam. That's the one. Let's get the flute going. Here comes a snake charmer. Oh, man. Let that flute signify four women at once, you know, reaching the top of the mountain. Speak of the devil, didn't Led Zeppelin have a song about the mountain or something? Lord of the Rings crap. That was great. Oh, best loving of my life. Tasteless yet beautiful, that piece was. Swinging. Yeah, that was great. Wait a minute. Swinging, you say? Swinging.
Yes, sir.
Meaning multiple partners and no drama, just endless pleasure?
Just nudity everywhere.
Nudity everywhere. What if... Oh, my God. I got to call the guys.
It's a pleasure center for your member.
Pleasure?
Pleasure. Pleasure.
Is pleasure... Plesh is a word. Pleasure.
Pleasure.
Plesh. What is plesh? Let's look it up. All right, we'll get back to the plot in 1 second. I'm looking up plesh now, kids. It's important just the moment you hear the word, look it up, you know, and learn, you know, a pool.
What's up?
A plesh of pleasure. And that's how you learn. Oh, my God, I got to call the guys. Yeah, hello? Hey, pick up. Come on, pick up. What's the point of having a damn phone if you... I hate this crap. Listeners, you can call in and give your opinion on swinging, and at 801-585-3449 if you're for or against, you know, free love and peace on earth, which is basically what swinging leads to. So, hey, pick up, Sam. Where are you?
Hello.
I got a big idea. Get to the station, quick.
I'm willing to hear you out. I'll be there.
Okay. What about Chaz?
Chaz is coming with me.
Okay, good.
I'll see you soon.
Excellent. Excellent performance. All right. Well, now that I've confirmed
so
a bit of that.
So you got 16, right? 16 ladies today?
Yeah, it was around there, 16.
Because I saw you go into four rooms, and there's like four girls in each room.
Yeah, four in each room. And women aren't like trophies.
And we were there for 4 hours. Like, you did it. Incredible work, sir.
Thank you. I mean 4 hours. I mean, it was like quick yet thorough. And here's the deal. Like, women aren't like... I don't want people to think I'm saying women are like trophies or conquests, but sleeping with 16 women in one day is pretty awesome. And you know, it's just about experiencing life. You know, being free, the animal kingdom. Yeah, and it's true, in the animal kingdom, you know, gorillas will murder each other over a mate, but I think they're a little sexually repressed by
community. There's
those
none of
gorillas.
That fear.
Those gorillas have been shown to have been influenced by, you know, Christianity,
you
Christian
tamed
missionaries.
Them. You tamed
well,
them.
Christian missionaries are the ones creating this sexual shame and all this. Yeah. You know what I mean? That and hey, are those? I wonder if those boys are here yet.
Oh, hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Let's swing, boys.
I'm okay with that. I heard what you were saying about gorillas and Christianity while I was walking up the stairs, and it all sounds good.
What if we were all doppelgangers together?
That,
you know, I like the sound of that.
I just started to sweat.
All right. Because
I did sweat.
I was thinking, you know, some people only look like one person, but some people look like a whole lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You like that? Let's assemble an army of me, and then we'll change this crazy world. Also, I'm going to scope out. Now that you guys are both cool with the swinging, I'm going to check out my doppelganger, if you just give me a moment. So what's new, boys?
You know what? Today, I stubbed my toe, two toes on two different feet at once.
How did you manage that?
That's called... What?
I was doing somersaults in my living room, and it just happened.
Are you 12 years old?
It's just how I cope sometimes.
That's pretty silly. You're a silly boy. Yeah. You're a silly boy. I get it.
Yeah.
What about you, Chaz? I mean, what brought you to Salt Lake City?
Lots of different things. Which one do you want me to name off? Just one. Only one.
Just tell me the whole deal, man.
I like music, and there's better music up here.
Probably. But Rumble Rumble, huh?
They broke up.
Oh. Why?
They couldn't rumble anymore.
Ooh, look at this specimen. Yeah, come feast your eyes, boys, on the ultimate doppelganger. I'm really glad that you guys are here to support me until something better comes along. That's basically what an open relationship is. And feast your eyes on this beautiful boy. Come here. Come here. All of you, gather around. I'm going to be doppelganging with this piece of me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he looks more like you than you look like you.
He doppelganged with him, and they looked like each other for the rest of their lives and had six. Wow.
Yeah, no, I can't. I would probably do the same in all honesty. That made me a little frothy.
Only a little?
Ugh.
Maybe.
Disgusting. So we're swinging now. No jealousy.
Yeah, no hate, no hatred.
Nothing like that.
No broken hearts.
I'll do my best. My heart is still mending, but
that's
great. Yeah, I know. I actually recover just about as quickly as I get hurt in the first place, so I'm pretty much good to go.
Well, good for you.
I, however, am shattered.
Yeah.
You're shattered.
But I'm okay.
Well, go write a song about it, you cry baby. Like, come on. Chaz, would you like to perform a musical number? Maybe close the show out?
Sure. Which one of my songs do you want me to sing?
Let's write a song about doppelgangers.
All right.
Wait a minute. Your middle name is Dick, sir? Jackson Dick Banks?
Richard, yes.
Wow.
Jackson Dick Pick Banks. Only sent one in my life. Only sent one in my life.
To mother?
No. To, you know, I realize. No. 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 Not to... Wasn't that, she
gonna,
saw it, that, but I didn't send it to her.
That's gonna set you apart.
If she'd mind
you
her own business,
Hollywood
keep
chair.
Her nose out of my phone, she wouldn't have to see what, you know, her special little guys, you know. And maybe she'd understand all the women I bring home, and you'd think that after she saw it, she'd understand how I get all these women to bring home, and she'd support it a little more. But look, Chaz, did you bring your guitar?
I did not bring my guitar.
Oh.
I can do it a cappella.
Let's do it. Let's close out the show with a little song about doppelgangers. And actually, before that, do you want to figure out whether we're twins or not, or did you care about that?
Yeah, I think I was thinking about it, and I'm pretty sure that we are. We are twins. We were born about 8 months. When is your birthday? Like, when did you turn 23?
March 22nd, 2014.
Okay, so yeah, we're a few months apart. I think that I marinated in the more nutrient-rich portion of mother's placenta for longer, and subsequently that led me to sort of just, I escaped earlier, and
you are better,
better
looking than me, aren't you?
I mean,
we can't be having that, okay? We can't, no. Look, we can't be having that, because if a girl's had you thinking it's me, and then she sees me and she's gonna figure it out, and then everyone is gonna. You'll become me.
I'm all that you've seen of me is
you can't. You can't be me. Are you gonna usurp my identity?
Yeah, I have. We discussed that earlier. Remember?
It's not freaking fair. When I get something going, and then it doesn't, and then it gets taken away from me. All I wanted to do was sleep with every girl in the world and be friends with everyone who looked like me. And it's all a bunch of me and a bunch of girls who want to have kids that look like me. And it's more me. And that's a better world. That's a better place to be. And let's have the audience vote. I have a phone directly to the poll of my fans, who are mostly, you know, children 12 and under, school children. Mm. So let's go for it. Sixth grade girls.
Hello.
Who's cuter, Jackson Banks or Sam Poulter as Jackson Banks?
Jackson Banks.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I guess that seals it.
Well, let's ask the 18 to 25 co-eds, you know, the ones that really matter. 18 to 25 co-eds.
Oh, hello there, Jackson Banks.
What's up?
You're so sexy.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks.
I'm sitting on the couch in my panties.
Enough. Enough. Okay? I was just on the phone with sixth graders that... Look, shut your yapper and tell me.
But it's too moist.
Who's the fairest of them all? Who?
You are Jackson.
She's lying. They're lying.
I could hear it in her voice too. I think that we're focusing too much though on who is more attractive in the face and not enough on the fact that underneath the clothing we probably both look just as emaciated and prepubescent.
There's only one way to solve this problem. Take your shirt off.
All right. Normally this would make me feel horribly uncomfortable, but...
Let's turn around.
What do you have to say?
It's just wow. Too damn good.
Yeah.
Look, do you see this iron?
I see it.
I need you to press it to your face. I can't have... someone that's better looking than me out there, and I need you to fix this, okay?
I think that that'll be fine. Yeah, I don't bank on my face.
Good, because you don't get to have one anymore.
I can live with that.
And you'll also live underground, like the man in the iron mask.
Yeah, this is something that I've been thinking about doing for months, so.
Okay, place your face on this table.
Nice.
Look at him, he's a freak now. That's right. You'll never steal a girl from me again. Also, your sister, what's going on with that?
Well, first of all, I actually derived a pleasure from that just then. And also my sister. She's accepted the proposal. She's ready. She's good to go. She's actually getting her measurements taken tomorrow. And
what proposal?
Your proposal. I passed along the news that you wanted to spend the rest of your life with her and that you were ready to commit.
Okay. No. Okay. No. That's
yeah.
Okay.
No. We've already got the phone picked up for the invitation.
Look, and it's not a commitment issue thing, but it's just, you know, I.
Well, then what is it, Jackson?
It has to be.
I barely know.
You don't. It's not a commitment.
I barely know her.
Here we go.
I barely know her. Okay. I barely know her.
Yeah. That didn't stop you from telling. You said you looked at me and you said, "You know what? Your sister is cute."
Wait.
And so I immediately.
Wait
I
a
went
second.
To her and I
no.
Said, Brielle,
wait.
Jackson.
Okay. Go on. Just.
I said Brielle Jackson would like.
Did she have that little like sparkle in her eyes and she like little cute giggle?
Yeah. I mean, she was.
Actually, I've never seen her giggle, but I imagine that. Spectacular.
I wouldn't say it was a sparkle so much as like her eyes were really glazed over because she's actually got kind of a bad drug problem. Yeah. But I told her and she seemed like she understood what I was telling her and now she's you guys are getting married and
it's not like she's got a bun in the oven. I don't think I have to do anything.
Well, but maybe she does, Jackson. And then that would
How would that even work?
How was Christ born?
So I'm Joseph in this, the most worthless character in the Bible. I'm him.
You asked for it. I wouldn't have told her that you loved her and you wanted to spend forever
and ever. I didn't ask the good Lord to plant one in your little sister.
Well, that's just the way that our Lord works. Our Lord and Father.
There's one problem. There's one problem. We're related. You and I. We're twins. That means she's my sister. That means no go dodged bullet.
I don't. That sounds right. In the same vein as everything else that happens in like the Bible and things of that nature. I don't think that's
well, it's against the law.
Well, I don't think that.
I will not marry her. I will not marry her because our children will be.
But you will breed her, correct?
I will breed her. I will see to it that she only sees men that look like me.
Okay.
I'll see to it that you know, she keeps it in the family. I'll see to it that you know, she keeps the bloodline looking good.
Hypothetically, if you and her did muddle the bloodline, I'm just saying, what if your children could inherit your whimsy and none of your, you know, smarts per se, but they would be the most, they would be great.
They would still be gorgeous.
Be the stars of the play in every theater production across town.
Their offspring would be pretty messed up, but I think the first generation
they'd just be a little bit more, okay. You know, they wouldn't be, yeah.
All right, let's do it. Call her. Okay. Yeah. Folks, this has been a story about doppelgangers. Just to, you know, spell it out, it is an allegory for when I tried to be in a love triangle with two women. That triangle collapsed, and now I am alone. Luckily, it didn't turn out that way this week with my doppelgangers or with Sam's sister, who I continue to bring up even though both of us are really uncomfortable bringing it up. But I do it. Maybe it's a joke. Maybe it's not. But we are husband and wife now. Chaz?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to do this? Are you ready to sing a song about what's happened today?
I was born ready.
Good. Let's do this.
Do it. Today was the day that happened when...
I'll start.
Okay.
Honey boy, if you look like me, that means you're pretty. That means you'll go far in life as one of my stunt doubles. A world of me is a paradise as far as I can see. And I'm gonna marry my sister, and we're gonna make the purest kid as can be. The star of the play, but his offspring will probably have three eyes. But it's okay, I went to school with a lot of kids that were maybe kinda related, and it's okay to look the same. Yeah. We're twins now. Sam will live at the bottom of the earth for eternity. And that's okay, because he's scarred now. Have him hogging all the trollops. Now you go, Chaz. Me and Chaz kissed once.
That's how it all started with the twin doppelganger.
Very good.
When we were friends in the south of the souths,
very good.
It was like happiness could be rejoiced. And then he left. Away.
But it's all better now because we live in the same county for 3 more months.
And now I'm happy.
It was, you know, every story needs a weak middle chapter. That's right, we gotta close it out real good and give it to the world. That's right, 1 million jackets, 1 million girls, I say. And I'm a married man now. So I will be marrying Sam's sister. It's gonna be an inbred wedding, so only family allowed. You know, we're trying to keep it all in the family. She'll not be allowed outside because I don't want her to realize that, you know, other men who maybe are more attractive than me exist. So she will not be allowed outside. Sam will be at the bottom of the earth, not attracting the women. Mm-hmm. And probably going to cheat on your sister a lot. That's just the name of the game. Yeah. I mean, I'll take care of her. I mean, as far I'll come home to her, okay? I'm going to be coming home to her. But
I don't think she'll care. She does a lot of heroin. So she's probably just
going to... She's going to... Well, the Messiah. So is that the Antichrist? You said...
I mean, you guys will give birth to something, you know. It'll be something. I'm not entirely sure what it will look like or be like. Probably not what you want it to be like. Okay.
You know, on the bright side, if it does have three eyes, at least it can see better.
I think that would be that's actually like an that's progression for
three eyes and 23 fingers.
Three eyes and 23 fingers.
To really hold on to a baseball.
He'll be good at sports, and he'll know how to do some with the ladies with all them. It's just always
weird,
where my head goes. I'm going to cheat on your sister. Okay. We've learned something today. We've learned that, you know, it's not that big of a deal. You know, if you like a girl, but you feel feelings towards other girls, it's okay to swing, you know, as long as you've got written authority that you won't go crazy about it, you know. Swing, you know, go wild. It'll be fun. I've learned that it's okay for more than one person to look like more than one person. And I've just realized that the more people that look like me, the more ordinary I am. And I want you guys to get the hell out of here. Okay? Go. Just go. You're never to be around me again. Okay? I'm not ordinary. I'm very unique and no one looks like me. Okay? So go. Yeah. Get out of here.
I've got things to do.
Leave me be. Okay? There's only one, Jack. Only one.
I do miss my
go home.
My bag.
Good. Go back to your whatever. I guess you both have lovers. Just go. Okay?
I have a burned face now, so probably not now.
Chaz, I'll need you to mutilate your face so you don't look like me either.
Yes, sir.
That's a good boy. That's my boy. Will be coming out. It's a short film of mine. It's about an abusive artist father who makes his son go to work so he can do sculpting in the basement. That'll be on YouTube soon, Jackson Banks channel. Nothing, no shows coming up. Also, Jabba the Slut. Well, it's about Luke Skywalker getting oral from Jabba the Hutt, and that'll be coming out within the next week or so. Thank you, kids 12 and under. This was a great show, and I hope you enjoyed it. So tune in next week when I try to switch lives with Aaron Woodall and when Sam's sister gives birth to the Antichrist, and we never do anything. We never did it, you know, so it's not weird. If she happens to listen to this episode, it's not weird because I never talked about anything sexual. All right, we're out.
I do comedy to feed my narcissism.
I do comedy because my therapist is suing me.
I do comedy because rainbows are my favorite color.
I do comedy because otherwise it would be a sausage fest.
I do comedy to win the hearts of strange women.
I do comedy because my mom is dead and I can't disappoint her anymore.
I do comedy because it's good old-fashioned American fun.
Why do you do comedy? U of U Open Mic, Monday, 7:30 p.m. at the Union Theater. Be there.